Hi everyone, this is Courtney. I work in admissions here at Southwestern College and I'm also a student, and I'm here with Amanda Lamandola. Hi Amanda.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here with me.
Thanks. I'm very happy to be on.
Yes, I know you're really interested in addictions work, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. A little bit about Amanda is she has a bachelor's degree in community mental health and art therapy. She's trained in behavior therapy, and she's also a current grad student in our art therapy and counseling program, and with a focus in addictions and recovery. That's right.
That's
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. All right. Good. And you're in the certificate program.
Yes, in the addiction and recovery program.
Awesome. Awesome. And you're in that because of your interest in addictions work.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And you're interested in recovery from substance abuse as well as process addictions. And you want to use this degree in a lot of different ways. Is that right?
I want to. Oh gosh, there's just so many things that I want to do. I want to have a wellness center. I want to do a lot of community education, and then also give back through private practice as well. And I do a lot on social media to kind of help make mental health education accessible and help beat some stigmas we have going around out there.
Yeah, you have a really great blog, and I read what she writes. We're friends on Facebook. But it's Living Like the Lotus.
Living Like the Lotus. I have a website, and also I do a lot on Instagram, just kind of making graphics and spreading awareness on topics like mental health, self-care, addiction recovery, and a lot of patient rights and advocacy as well.
Yeah, I just think like the way that you are an advocate for people online at this level already, I think it's really
Oh,
inspiring.
you're making me blush.
That's okay. They can't see it.
It's something I've been passionate about for a very long time. I've had a lot of close friends and loved ones be affected by addiction. I'm personally affected by addiction. My fiance's in recovery himself, so
Right.
I see a lot of it firsthand, and I see a lot of things that I want to spearhead and change and kind of make some waves. So
Well, I think you're
we'll
already doing that.
some days a little too high of a waves, but I'm working on it.
Awesome. So, a little bit about what we were going to talk about today is you're in the certificate program and you've taken a class on ethics, right?
Yes, I took ethical and cultural issues in addiction treatment.
Awesome. Awesome. And how was that class?
It was really awesome. We learned a lot about cultural issues that go on in addiction and how drugs and substances play parts in all sorts of different cultures. And it is different all around the world. So it was really interesting to learn how all of those things come into play. And then we also focused a lot on just kind of the ethics around that. So how to proceed in certain instances, how to advocate for your patients, how to know what their rights are. And that's a lot of what I focus on, is helping people through recovery and knowing how they need to get to certain places, because they don't always get told the things that they should be doing.
So it sounds, I mean, part of being a therapist is that psychoeducational piece,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely. And that's a big part of self-advocacy, is you have to put the information out there and help your client to understand what they should be expecting, kind of what roads to go down, and that way they can make their recovery specific to their needs and how they'll be most successful through that.
Right. So it sounds like there's different ways to recover.
Totally. I am huge. That's like one of my biggest soapboxes, but there is more than one way to recover, believe it or not. And there's a lot of very popular models, a lot of models that we are actually learning aren't as successful. So for me, it really comes down to a person-centered approach and really looking at the patterns and the behavior and how to kind of change things to the very core, because for me, substance abuse is usually a symptom, and there's usually something else going on. And when you start looking at that, you start really understanding where that person is and kind of what they need to work on, and how you can do it in ways that it sticks.
Mm.
You know, it's not, it doesn't stick if you're forced to do it a certain way. You have to explore and do what's best for you and according to how you thrive.
Right. Not a cookie cutter approach then.
Not a cookie cutter approach. I love cookies, but no. Tell me y'all. Yeah, I don't think that there's a one size fits all approach or treatment to addiction, mm-hmm. or else there'd be a cure for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think if there was one thing that worked for everybody, then we wouldn't have the epidemics and issues that we do today.
Right, right. And I mean, that's, I mean, in terms of, you know, is there like a job out there for me as like a counselor or an art therapist? I mean, I feel like that's definitely one of the avenues people are getting hired.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, it's so bad right now.
It's so bad. It's really needed. You know, community mental health has a lot of issues with turnover rates, and there very much is a systemic issue mm-hmm. in the recovery industry as well. Mm-hmm. That's something that I've really experienced, is all of the things that are taking place that maybe are a little backwards or maybe not so person-centered, and that's my jam. That's where I do what I do and kind of help others and guide their way through a more person-centered approach.
That's awesome. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know here, I feel like, you know, we talk about a lot of different theories and stuff like that, but I think person-centered really comes across pretty strong here at Southwestern.
Yeah, that's something the addiction program and even just our classes here are really focused on, is looking at the whole person and treating the whole person and not just slapping a diagnosis on or just kind of getting them out the door. It's really getting to the root of that. And that's a big part of addiction, because addiction goes way beyond just using a substance or food or gambling or anything like that, process addictions, but it goes all the way back to the patterns and the way you act that get you there.
Right.
And so that's what's really important to keep in mind, and something that I think is amazing that we learn here, because it's so useful in just advocating and being able to show your clients what, you know, the approaches that they need to help themselves rather than what their friends are doing or what other organizations tell them to do.
Awesome. Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah.
It was great having you on Southwestern Soundbites. So anything else to add before we depart here?
I don't think so. Thank you for having me on, and I look forward to finishing the program, and I'm learning a lot of really great things. So if you have any questions.
Yeah, we'll see you online.
Yeah, see me online. Thank you.